Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Alcohol and other drugs. Fit drivers are fit to drive. Driving a motor vehicle requires unimpaired fitness to drive so that the driver can cope with the varied demands of modern traffic. Learning objective of this section. After this section, you will know the dangers of alcohol, tablets, and drugs in relation to driving, as well as the legal consequences of their abuse. Time needed: 20 minutes. Everything is different with alcohol. It has been proven that already with a blood alcohol level of 0.3, vision blinding and reduction of the field of vision, as well as concentration, the ability to react, and coordination are impaired. On top of this, risk-taking propensity is also increased. This leads to deceptive overestimation of one's own skills, euphoria, and even carelessness or negligence. Alcohol also exacerbates the negative effects of stress, time pressure, irritation, or side effects of medication. He who drinks does not drive. He who drives does not drink. Medication. Medication has two faces. It can help, but also be damaging. On the one hand, the daily use of medication can keep diseases under control and allow the user to drive safely, for example, by controlling diabetes or high blood pressure. On the other hand, taking medication can have undesirable effects on driving with dangerous consequences. Am I still allowed to drive? Be careful with medication regardless of whether it is prescribed or not. Here are a few tips. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if he does not inform you about the medication when handing it to you. Follow his instructions regarding the dose and frequency. Read the leaflet regarding driving while taking the medication. Stop immediately if you feel uncomfortable while driving. Special care is needed with cough, pain, and allergy medication, as well as sedatives. Never take medication prescribed to another person. It could be that you have the same or similar symptoms but a different disease. Avoid taking medication and drinking alcohol at the same time. Drugs. All precautions regarding medication and alcohol apply even more strongly to drugs. Those who consume drugs, be it marijuana, cocaine, heroin, or LSD, should not drive. Drugs greatly change and reduce mental and physical abilities to the extent that driving a vehicle can be life-threatening. The driver endangers not only himself, but also his passengers and other road users. Legal consequences of drunk and drug driving. Anyone who drives a motor vehicle when drunk will be punished with a jail sentence 3 days to 3 years or a fine up to 40,000 Swiss francs. Drunk drivers from 0.5 BAC will also lose their license for at least 3 months, the cascade system. Repetition of the offence means losing the license for at least a year. For the offender, having his driving license taken away can have big consequences for mobility and the ability to get to work, and can even lead to losing his job. Losing a driving license can also lead to moral and family problems. Therefore, you should avoid alcohol and drugs if you want to drive. Not relevant for the test. The so-called cascade system was introduced on the January 1, 2005 in Switzerland. It led to stronger sanctions, the temporary loss of the driving license as a warning, and to longer periods of loss for repeat offenders. The cascade system separates the offence into three categories: light, medium, or serious offences. Traffic accidents caused by alcohol or drugs are always punished heavily. Did you know? There are no tricks to reduce the effects of alcohol or to speed up its removal from the blood. There is no way to calculate the amount of alcohol that can still be tolerated. Coffee can actually slow down the processing of alcohol. after consuming alcohol and only sleeping for a few hours, the level of alcohol in the blood can still be too high. Even if you feel fit, the required ability to drive is still not there.